A number of international journalists who were covering the invasion moved into the Palestine Hotel on Firdaus Square, where Mohammed Saeed al-Sahhaf held his amusing press conferences. They had been relocated from al-Rashid Hotel, closer to the city's political center, after much of it had been destroyed by bombing. Though the Palestine Hotel was known to be a media refuge, an American tank fired a shell at it on April 8th, mistaking a camera on a balcony for an Iraqi spotting device. Two journalists were killed, three were injured, and the rest were outraged. It was fortunate, then, that a story would come along to distract them from their anger at the Pentagon the next day, and that it would happen on Firdaus Square, right outside their hotel. Fortunate, but not planned by the Pentagon. The story was created spontaneously by American soldiers on the ground. It was spun into a full-blown global event by the international news media. On April 9, 2003, Lieutenant Colonel Brian McCoy, in charge of the 3rd Battalion, 4th Marines, was told by a journalist at the Palestine Hotel that there were no Iraqi forces in Firdaus Square. Simon Robinson, a reporter for Time magazine, said McCoy knew that journalists would be there, so there were going to be opportunities. Captain Brian Lewis, leader of McCoy's tank company, blocked the streets leading to the square. Gunnery Sergeant Leon Lambert, in an M88 armored recovery vehicle, radioed him with an idea. Should they pull down Saddam's statue? Lewis replied, no way. McCoy went into the Palestine Hotel to meet reporters. Just after 5 p.m., Lambert radioed Lewis again, telling him that now local Iraqis themselves wanted to pull down the statue. There were a few of them in the square, and a lot of journalists.